Good day, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Sports Planet Podcast. We hope to have an interesting time with you on the program today. My name is Kayode Okundare, and with me, as usual, is Mumini Halau.
Thank you very much, Kayode. My pleasure to be here, as usual. Thank you.
Today on the program, we're going to be looking at Victor Osimhen. After making a big money move to Napoli from Lille in France, 80 million by some accounts, by official accounts from the club, they said if you had all add-ons and everything, it could rise with its own take-home, it could rise up to 100 million euros. That's by far the biggest African transfer. But ever since he got to Napoli, he initially dazzled in the preseason, scoring goals as if it was going out of fashion. But ever since the season started, he has only scored 2 goals.
Yeah.
To be fair to him, he has been injured, he has gotten infected by Corona, and the latest was on Sunday when Napoli played at Atalanta. He got injured again, a head injury, a very, very horrifying one. By some accounts now, he's about leaving the hospital.
Okay.
Now, I'm looking at what has been the positive side of his move. Apart from the feel-good factor for Africans, what has been the benefit for the club?
Kayode, to be frank, I think your question will sound a bit rhetorical.
Okay.
All right? Because in real sense, when you pay that kind of money for a striker, what you are looking for is goals. Okay? And yes, it's unfortunate that he's been injured. He had Corona. Now he's had a hand injury. But the time he played, the few times that he's been on the pitch, questions will be asked, okay? How many goals has he delivered, okay? Now, I guess assists have also risen very high on the table of statistics when you are analyzing the impact of a player in a team. I see people counting goals now and counting assists.
They call it goal contribution.
I'm sure. So they'll be counting, maybe throwing the number of corners that you want for the team. All in a bid to justify the big money move. Are you getting me? But let's be frank. Osimhen is our boy. We love him and we wish all the best for him. But you know what? If he is not putting the goals on the board, he will be in trouble ultimately. All right? I think Gennaro Gattuso, his coach, has been very, 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 very generous with him. You know,
each
time he comes under pressure from the Italian press, he defends his boy. He will come good and all of that. But you and I know that. Look, if a team tells a manager, for instance, "Oh, we are fine with him," they are already preparing the sack later. So I hope it doesn't come to pass like that for Osimhen. But the flip side of it is that he has no control over his injuries. All right, a lot of big players also get injured. We've seen what happened to Eden Hazard when he got to Real Madrid. They paid so much money for him, but he spent more time on the bench or in the doctor's table than on the pitch. You know, so these things happen. And I think it's the insurance people that will be picking up the bills when these players that clubs have invested so much money on are not able to deliver as promised. It's the insurance that pays the bill. But I do hope that when Osimhen returns from this latest injury, all right, he will actually, you know, start putting in the goals. Otherwise,
and that is where my fear is. In his absence, the team has not been doing too badly. The strikers have been scoring goals. As a matter of fact, two of Napoli's strikers, Insigne and Lozano, are among the top 10 highest goal scorers as we speak. So how do you think he can just come back and walk into the team?
He cannot come back and walk into the team.
So is there a fear that he might find it difficult getting back into the team?
Absolutely. The fear is real. And that's why I said, Kayode, that your question is actually rhetorical. All right? I mean, the answer is right there in your question. So we can only hope the best for Osimhen. You know, his coach can only defend him for so long. After, at a point, the coach will have to be looking at his own job too, if his job can, you know, will be on the line. So it's not really looking very good for Osimhen at the moment. It's not looking nice for him. But we can only wish him the best and hope that when he comes back this time, he doesn't have another injury that will keep him out for long, and that when he gets his chance to get on the pitch, he actually, you know, puts the ball in the net.
And I guess you know where this next question is going to come from. How does this affect Nigeria?
Well, obviously, Osimhen, even if he's struggling at Napoli, he's still Nigeria's number one when it comes to the top nine.
Exactly.
So we hope that he recovers on time for the resumption of the AFCON qualifiers. We're playing against the Benin Republic and then Lesotho. So if Osimhen is not ranking very high among European strikers, he definitely ranks very high among African strikers. And he definitely ranks right at the top of the table amongst Nigerian strikers. So we need him. All right, Gennet Moreau needs him. So let's pray that he recovers fully and he's actually playing again before those games that we have against Benin Republic and Lesotho.
Okay, quickly, there are two strikers now that we've not really looked at. One is right there in Italy with him. Simi Nwankwo plays for Crotone. Mm. He has got 7 goals. Osimhen has 2.
Mm.
Although his team is struggling, he plays for a small club, so we can understand why the team is struggling, even if he is doing well. Mm. Then there's this Mofil at Lorient in France. These two are doing very, very excellently. Mm. Do you think, in the absence of Osimhen, we should give them a looking?
Kaude, you are looking for trouble again. You didn't mention any home-based players. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Supporters of home-based players are listening to this program, all right? And they will tell you, oh, now Osimhen is not playing well. You are looking for some other foreign-based. I'm warning you, be careful. Be careful.
I know.
Be careful.
I
at least the NPFL has resumed now.
Yeah,
we have seen 10, 11, 12 weeks of action,
yes,
all right?
Yes.
And players there, they are scoring goals too.
Yes.
Okay, so let Genetro look inwards as well. But joking apart, Kaode, at the end of the day, all right, you look at who is in form when you're picking your national team.
Yes.
All right. Uh-huh. No matter what somebody has done in the past, you have to consider those who are doing the job right now.
Currently
ahead of them. So if these guys are scoring more goals than Osimhen, and Osimhen is getting injured all the time, I think it's a no-brainer that Genetro may be forced to look in their direction. And including, as I said, some of the local base players. So I wish Osimhen the best, but I think ultimately Nigeria will require who is in the best form to play against those teams when we resume the AFCON.
Well, we have to go now. Time is never a friend on this program, as we have to go. But not to worry, you can listen to previous episodes of the program when you click on www.nigersuperfans.com/podcast. Until next time when we come again,
let's hope by then Osimhen will be up and kicking.
Hopefully.
<Yeah. laughs>